Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.
It's game two of the series, the Giants and the Phillies from Philadelphia. The Giants with a 2-0 win last night. I'm John Miller with Giants manager Gabe Kapler. And Cap, before we talk about tonight's ball game, another shutout, and it wasn't easy. It seemed like Kevin Gausman was up against it all the time, and yet he kept frustrating the Phillies, and they just could not break through against him. And then the bullpen was superb again. What were your feelings about the different things that helped the Giants win that ball game, even though they scored only two runs?
Yeah, let's talk about Gausman first, because I thought he was excellent. But he was excellent for different reasons. It wasn't because he was executing his four-seam fastball at the top rail and then, you know, his split off of it at the bottom right of the zone. His split was an effective pitch yesterday, as it has been all year. But his location on his fastball wasn't his best. But what I thought made yesterday's outing one of the best I've seen from Gausman is how he battled and how he fought with runners on base and made pitches when he needed to. He got down there at the bottom of the lineup. He knew he had Moniak and Matone, two kind of less experienced players, and he was able to get those guys to chase out of the zone in a big moment. But I thought it was just a gritty, gutsy style of performance and one of the better outings I've seen from Gausman as a result. But he was also fatigued a little bit at the end, and we asked a lot of him, and he really stepped up and met the bar. And then our bullpen continues to do a nice job. It's great to be able to have Doval in some tough situations now when you have to go through some righties, and obviously Wandy Peralta was great at the end there.
And you were talking about Gausman, maybe all things considered his best start, and for Whistler, maybe his best outing, considering that he faced the big guys in their lineup in that seventh inning.
Really difficult to go through Bryce Harper. We had looked at the lineup in advance and said, you know, anytime we had to go through Harper, it would be nice to use a left-handed pitcher because the splits are relatively the splits are real there. But Whistler, it just so happened we knew we were going to face at least two, maybe three right-handed hitters, and Whistler felt like the right guy to send out there and give another opportunity to. He executed his slider well, and yeah, thought he did a great job overall. He's really starting to come back and be the pitcher that we thought he was going to be when we signed him from Minnesota, where he had just a great 2020.
So a great win for the Giants last night, and game two is tonight. A lot of things to talk about regarding game two, including some roster changes, and we'll do that when today's Cap continues. Now more Cap and Buster Posey back in the lineup. How is he?
Buster Posey's doing much better. The swelling has gone down in his elbow. We feel like he can give us, you know, his best effort. And even if he's not fully back at 100%, we'll take 90% of Buster Posey or 85% of Buster Posey any day. He's just a great professional back there, and he's going to give us a good at-bat.
Both Logan Webb, who is starting tonight, and Jake McGee back on the active roster. What were the moves to get them there?
To get those guys on the 26, we had DFA Gott because he's out of options, and we optioned Sam Selman, who will stay on the taxi squad with us for the duration of this trip and head back to San Francisco with us.
Now, facing this Phillies lineup, and they have a little bit of a different lineup. Rhys Hoskins, for instance, is not in there, and they also have Andrew McCutchen is not in there. They've replaced both of them with left-handed hitters against Webb. So tell us about Webb going up against this particular Phillies lineup.
Webb's going to do the same thing that he did all spring training and that he's done in his early starts this season, which is execute with his fastball, make sure that he continues to rip his changeup, even if he's not throwing it for strikes immediately. He has to kind of stay with that pitch. It's a great weapon, one of the better changeups in the game. And you're right, it is a different lineup that the Phillies are throwing out there today. Sweet Swing and Matty Joyce in the leadoff spot. I have some familiarity with Matt. He's my teammate. And then Brad Miller, who I had in Philadelphia. I think the world of Brad. Excellent hitter off the bench, but also an occasional start. And he can really hurt you. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark anywhere. And He's a patient hitter. He draws his walks. So we certainly have our work cut out for us with a heavy left-handed hitting lineup the Phillies are throwing out there. But Webby's been throwing the ball really well. And in that last outing out of the bullpen, we saw him attack the strike zone, work fast, push the pace, and pound the zone. Those are things that we're going to ask him to do. It doesn't matter who the opposing lineup is. Those are some of the keys to his success.
And we couldn't help but notice that last night, as you were presenting the lineup card at home plate with the umpires, the Philly Fanatic was giving you the business, acting as if he were doing his workout regimen and whatnot. What is your relationship with the Fanatic?
Oh, man, we were tight when I was here in Philadelphia. But, you know, as you know, John, when you leave the pinstripes, the Fanatic may not always be on your side. Now, we had a lot of fun while I was here, and it was fun to interact with him a little bit last night before the game. A lot of respect for the lightness and the humor and the costume, the whole nine. The Philly Fanatic is a great product.
All right, here we go. Giants, Phillies, game two of the series, and that's the Gabe Kapler Show for today.
Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.